Dreamscape presents Right This Way, A History of the Audience by Robert Viagas. Narrated by Timothy Frost.
Introduction. Rolling in the Aisles. The COVID-19 pandemic of 2020 to 2022 took many things away from us, including jobs, freedoms, and of course loved ones. But one of the least noticed treasures pilfered from our lives, and one for which we all hungered, was the experience of being in a group, participating in life as part of an audience. The word audience is derived from Latin and means simply those who hear. It has the same root as audio and auditorium, and to that extent, it's an okay word, but it doesn't go far enough. An audience doesn't just hear. What happens on the stage or the screen isn't really where entertainment happens, though we pretend it does. Every movie or Netflix show or play or concert isn't really where the story happens. It happens inside the hearts and minds of the audience. Virtually everyone has been a part of an audience at one time or another. But have you ever wondered what really was going on? What deep human need was being fulfilled? It's one thing to watch TV or play YouTube videos alone, but there is a strongly definable fulfillment when you have that experience as part of a group. There is you and there is the entertainer, giving to you and you giving back to them with cheers or applause or with respectful, intense concentration. You also pick up energy from those around you, and they pick up energy from you. There is a mystical consensus that arises from a shared experience. Sometimes it is ecstatic, like when the crowd rises to its feet, or you see the number of Facebook and Twitter likes mounting into the thousands and hundreds of thousands. Sometimes it's ugly, such as when a mob decides to attack someone of a different ethnicity, or tries to invade government buildings and harm political leaders. But in both those cases, there is a shared, atavistic, and powerful human activity that can be experienced only as a group. How powerful? During COVID-19, people's impatience to rejoin in mass groups often led to super-spreader events, where the disease was transmitted en masse. People were literally dying to be part of a group. Why? What do they get from it? At a concert venue, a musician completes a virtuoso guitar solo and the audience, which has paused for a moment from their dancing in the aisles, erupts in screaming cheers. In a lull during a sports game, fans in the stadium keep the action going by creating a wave, seemingly spontaneously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?